What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The story we're following this morning is developing out of Trenton, where Capital Health is shutting down one of its emergency rooms this morning because of structural concerns. Let's get live details from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Yes, Ian, 7 o'clock this morning, that's when the ER here, the Capital Health facility on Hamilton Avenue, will be closing down. The health system announcing this yesterday that it would not be accepting any new patients here because experts told them that structural issues with an adjoining building pose a threat to the integrity and safety of their building. They say a shutdown was necessary to make sure patients and staff are safe. They've already been diverting ambulances. The outpatient clinic closed at 4:30 yesterday afternoon. This facility has been a staple here in East Trenton since the late 1800s. It used to be St. Francis Hospital before Capital Health took over about 3 years ago. Capital is leasing this property from Trinity Health. As for any solutions, Ian, can this building reopen? Officials are trying to figure that out. In the meantime, patients who need to go to an ER will have to go to one at Capital Health Regional Medical Center. That's about 2 miles away from here in Trenton.
All right, Tim Jimenez in Trenton for us this morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.